That's what we like to do. We like to make people winners around here, and they win in with comedy. You know, what a way to ring in the new year.
You're making them happy, Josh. They happy that you're here.
I'm also happy to be here, so that totally works out.
I gotta read this. Nikki G, shout out Nikki G, who just sent me someone named Aaron and said, I'm not gonna use the words to use because it's expletives. Don't expletive with me. Josh Johnson's on the show. I'm seeing him tonight. Ah! I'm trying to act it out here.
Yeah, right? No, I appreciate it.
Just for you can
be, I think
you know.
That was like a B.
Was that
like
a B?
But I definitely could tell they were screaming in the text from the way that you, because you did your ah, the way that I'm imagining the ah was in like multiple H's, all caps.
Three, it was like four.
Four H's,
four,
yeah.
Four H's and see? An exclamation, so.
Yeah, yeah. And that's much more than a dentist ah. That's like I'm actually excited.
That's like way different than an ah.
No, it was ah. No, not that ah.
Yeah.
So, y'all, you know, we love to have special guests in the studio, and thank you so much. Today for us is Therapy Thursday. That's why we were asking you about mental health and wanting to know about how you take care of yourself, because that's a good thing. Everybody assumes that everybody's life are copacetic and they're good and they're doing what they're supposed to do, but,
yeah,
you know.
You should probably assume. If you don't know someone, you should assume that their life is pretty terrible and then treat them, like, very nicely. Thinking, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'll look at people and, like, if they already look busted, I'm like, oh, he going through it. You know what I mean? And then sometimes when he's, you know, really like, if I see a guy that's dapper, he's in a suit, he's got cufflinks on and everything, I'm like, he's covering up something. Something has clearly happened.
And you're right. I think you're right most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's rare that you run into a person that's just having the best day of their life. I'm not saying it can't happen.
Right.
Because also when bad things happen to other people, you also like see the humanity of them, because there's a part of you that's like, oh, I remember I once had a boss. He was so mean to us. He really was. Like it wasn't funny at the time. I'd be mad at the time. But yeah, now that I don't work there, it was actually very funny. Like, he was just so, he was like so ridiculously mean. And one day, my coworker was about to let him have it, and which would have got her fired, because he was like, you know, he was the type of dude that he would give it to you, but if you gave it back, he'd see it as like insubordination.
Oh,
so he wasn't like, he wasn't chill at all. And I remember she was like sick of him, and he had done something that was like particularly cruel or whatever. And then I just put my hand on her shoulder. I was like, it must be hard to be divorced. You gotta, like, you gotta let him, like, have some leeway. Because we all knew, like, that's the other part, is that he was terrible, but he would also let it slip what was going on in his life.
Oh, I see.
And so then I was like, oh, yeah, man, if I was freshly divorced, I don't know who I'm looking at in the eye with kindness.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's paying.
Yeah, everybody's
gotta pay.
You're getting cussed out, and you're getting cussed out.
If I have to pay alimony, everybody's gonna pay something. All right.
Everybody needs to put five on it.
Yeah. So you just should assume when you meet people that they have terrible lives and try to make their horrible lives better.
I love it.
See, that's gonna be what it is. We're gonna try to make your terrible life better today.
Your terrible life better.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Josh Johnson, downtown Larimer Works. Really? Comedy Works.
Comedy Works, Larimer Square.
At Larimer Square. Tonight, Friday, and Saturday. You know, you want to get those tickets to the show. ComedyWorks.com. Okay? You got a show Thursday, 8 p.m. Friday. You have two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. Saturday, 7:30 and 9:45. An early and a late show. Always a good thing. Get G'd up this weekend and laugh and have a great time. We want to thank you so much for coming through today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We appreciate you so very much. Big shout out to my girl Mel, too. That is my whole heart. We love you, Mel. You know.
Mel got me here.
Yeah, Mel
got you. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, without Mel, I would still be outside.
Yeah, she had the code to the garage. That's what that was.
But in the words, DJ Khaled, you're a winner. You're special.
Thank you.
There's
nothing like, we were talking about in the break about DJ Khaled and what great work he's done, you know?
He's a major key.
I'm not going to lie. With that video, I don't even think it was into a song. There was just a video on the internet in 2013 with him talking to this beautiful woman. He was like, you smart.
Yeah,
and I was
smart.
Like, wow. Yeah, I mean, not enough people hear it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, hot people hear that they're hot all the time. They really do. That's why they get sick of it. We look at hot compliments as like people being spoiled almost, because it's like they're told they're hot all the time.
Right.
A lot of people don't get told they're hot all the time.
True.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So then you hear, but then you see someone that's very beautiful and you're like, of course people would. That's the only thing that they know about you. It's the first thing that they see. Of course they would. But for someone to look at a beautiful person and be like, you smart. And then say it like they're not smart. Like, it made her seem smart. She didn't say anything.
Right.
It made her seem smarter the way he took so long to say smart.
I get what you're
saying. It's a five-letter word, and he took eight syllables. He drifted at the vowel.
That's so funny.
I've never heard someone drag out the A in smart. Because that's what he did. He was like, you smart. You loyal. It was almost like he needed to convince her. Because it was one of those conversations you see someone have. And like, usually when someone's having a conversation like that, they're in trouble. Mm. So like if you're sitting down with your girl and you're like, you smart. You loyal. It's like, you've done something.
You're right.
Yes,
you're right.
There's something that's about to happen that you have to admit that you're like front loading
right.
with a lot of compliments. It's like, see, you so loyal that you're going to appreciate how hard it was for me to be loyal. You know? See, you smart.
That is the greatest cheat cover ever.
That is.
Yeah, see, you smart.
You
so
smart.
The fact that I did something dumb, you gonna get us out of it.
See, you smart.
You know?
That's so funny. Yeah. That's a great point. Shout out
Man,
DJ Khaled.
If you ain't laughing right now, something wrong.
Yeah, come on now.
You fix your funny bone, okay? That's what it needs to happen.
I asked you about a song you wanted to hear.
Yes.
Tell me why you like the song.
I think that just like we were talking about, assume someone's life isn't going on track or anything. I think a lot of people get counted out, and people usually show up after the accomplishment's been made and after all the accolades are there. But I think that it takes a lot to believe in people early. And I don't know if it's not something that I think is horrible because it's, you know, it's having faith in a person. But I think that it's tough to really believe before you can see anything in someone. So I think that even the lyric in there of like, I love when you count me out, and talking about like dodging your pride, and sometimes you take hits because people don't believe in you or they don't see your vision or anything. And it's one of those things that your vision is a gift that you were given, and you were given specifically because you can see it.
Nice.
So it's not something that you can even blame people whenever you have a great idea, whether it's a business idea or it's an idea for your future or something, and other people don't see it. It's very easy to get upset and get embittered towards it, but it's not their vision. So no matter how great the business plan may seem or your track may seem that you're on, if other people don't see it, it's just not their gift, if that makes sense.
It does.
So,
a lot of sense.
So it's something that I've definitely struggled with before, where then after the thing, people want to show up and, you know.
That's always the case.
Yeah. And so
now you
that's why I love the song.
Now you want to be here.
Kendrick Lamar, we're talking about, called Count Me Out. Yeah.
Yes. We going to go with it. Thank you so much for
coming through.
Thank you so much. Catch the shows at Larimer Square Comedy Works. Mel, you know I love you. Big old hug for you. And I'm virtually hugging you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You know,
thank you for having me.
With all the pipes, you know. You're always welcome.
You know that I'm not sick now. There's no reason not to hug me for real now.
But what we're going to do, we're going to give you this song, though.
I appreciate it.
Part of the dimple gang. I see them dimples across the...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know, we get everything.
See, we're really doing our best out here.
You're doing it.
That is a secret swipe card. You show a dimple and you can get whatever you want.
Who would have thought that dents in the face would be so attractive?
Y'all are killing them out here.
It's a birth defect.
It's actually not good.
It isn't. It's not?
You didn't get a fully formed cheek.
Like, if you were a Spartan baby, they'd be like, oof.
Yeah, you got a dimple. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What about this one?
They would 300 us over the edge.
Yeah. It's only now in a comfortable life, in like a comfortable society, that we're like, oh, that defect is so cute. You know?
It is true.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. We're going to give you your song. Thank you so much,
thank
Josh,
so
for rolling
much.
Through.
Much
we appreciate you. We got those tickets for the MCA for you as well.
We'll make sure
you hooked us up, we'll hook you up.
I appreciate that.
Reciprocity in the new year. Jumpman 23, let's go.